Good Thursday morning to you. Chuck Meather here for the Kirkside Cafe. Glad to have you with us from whatever site you may be on and wherever you may be listening. We are a catechism kiosk, if you will. And this morning we are serving up our regular confessional blend, the Heidelberg Catechism and the Westminster Shorter Catechism. With, of course, the primary life ingredient that pulls it all together, God's Word. So let's get started from the Heidelberg Catechism, question answer number 5. Can you keep all this perfectly? No, for I am prone by nature to hate God and my neighbor. And Paul explains this in Romans chapter 3, where he says, as it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. There is none who understands. There is none who seeks after God. They have all turned aside, and they have together become unprofitable. There is none who does good, no, not one. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. So why is this the case? Well, the Westminster Shorter Catechism explains in number 18. Wherein consists the sinfulness of that estate wherein man fell? The sinfulness of that estate whereinto man fell consists in the guilt of Adam's first sin, the want of original righteousness, and the corruption of his whole nature, which is commonly called original sin, together with all actual transgressions which proceed from it. Yesterday we talked about that law and how that law impacts our practice. We're called to love God above all and to love our neighbors as ourselves. But sin gets in the way of that. We are actually prone to hate God and hate each other. And it is only by the grace of God who works in our hearts to make our stony hearts malleable and renews our mind that we can come and have this new relationship with Him and our neighbor and that new relationship with the law. We can now respond to God's law with hearts of gratitude because of that wonderful transformation in us. We have been redeemed, and we are now able by God's grace to love our Lord and to love our neighbor. Now, whereas our sin has been removed and we are spotless and blameless, we still contend with that old man in us. We still fight our old nature. That's how bitterness and jealousy and envy and all those things that get in the way, that impede our love for each other. This is what we need to overcome by the grace of God. So if you have stuff in your heart that keeps you from loving your siblings, loving your parents, loving your children, loving your extended family, loving your brothers and sisters in the church, or loving your colleagues at work, if you have that stuff, go to Him and ask Him to remove those impediments that you would be able to love and be gracious to one another, forgiving if called to be, just as He has forgiven us. Walk with the King today and be a blessing.